Good morning to you. 8:54 on the ticket. Got the morning musers from the bunker. Gordo's Corner coming up here at 9:15. Story of somebody not taking their religion seriously. Well, if you're a P1, by now you've heard the phrase, "Hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready yet?" And you've heard this on eBreak callers. You've heard people on the station ask me this question. We've had guests ask me this question. It's been a catchphrase that's been around now for, well, right exactly 14 years. Because in 2006, this is my oldest son graduated from high school. And it was 14 years ago this week. We had a party for my son, Brent, and his friends from high school who were graduating. I want to say there was like 8 or 9 kids that were at this party. And we were at the lake. And since this incident happened between P1s and the class of 2006 at Coppell High School, this has become a legendary story. What happened was we had a big gathering. These kids, their parents, they came out to the lake. We hosted this big party. We tubed, we skied, wakeboarded. The kids went swimming. The kids had a great time. They've been friends, some of them since kindergarten. Some of them moved in later, but they've all been friends for a long time. Tight-knit group of kids. Some of them even members of Roadside Couch, the band my son was in. That was maybe the greatest name ever by a local band.
Love that. Great name.
So part of the celebration was a fish fry that we had for lunch. And then after we went back out on the lake that night, we reheated some of the fish and we also cooked some chicken. And so I was in charge of heating the food. I think I had some help from some of the dads who were there. And my wife was preparing food inside and she had some help from some of the moms. And we were getting ready to feed a big group of people again. And it was hot. And we've been out on the lake for hours. It was July, so it's probably 103 degrees. We're outside. Everyone's having a cold drink, talking. And the kids started, those who are graduating, to accent the fact that they were about to graduate from high school, they started smoking cigars. Mm. I was never a big advocate for smoking with my kids, but I thought, oh, well, they're graduating. Most of them are 18. If they want to smoke a cigar, no big deal. So as I'm preparing the chicken, and I'm about to drop, it's hot. I'm over a grill. I'm cooking chicken, heating up fish. One of the kids, who's a friend of my son, is smoking a cigar, shirtless, reflective sunglasses on.
Yes, yes, so genius.
Gets my attention by saying, "Hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready yet?"
Yes, yes.
And I turned around.
He's 18 here, shirtless, in sunglasses, yeah, smoking a cigar. And you're there just to, you're kind of a background character in his life, in the movie of his life. You just, you don't even have your name is Jubb in the credits of his life.
Not Mr. Dunham, Jubb.
No, your credit is Jubb.
And I didn't say anything, but I did immediately, like so many things in my life, I immediately think of you guys. And I remember that from 14 years ago, distinctly thinking of you guys. I couldn't wait to tell you the story because
we're always sensitive to people who have way too much attitude, yeah, for the receipts that they've produced in life,
right,
so far.
Right. And I told you some of the tales back 14 years ago of some of the behavior I'd seen from teenage boys who will say some things. You're like, really? They would say something like that? I said, yeah.
Aren't teenagers the worst?
Think back when you were a teenager.
We were all the worst.
Stuff. Yeah,
right, we were all the worst. We knew how the world should work. Should have worked all along.
We got it.
We know better than anybody else.
Right. And now that we've graduated, we're about to go to college, we're about to eat, and we've got a cigar, we've really got it figured out.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't say anything at the time, just kind of looked at him, smiled, and went back to preparing the chicken. But yes, I told you guys, yes, the story.
Hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready yet?
And the story,
he's getting a little impatient.
The story took off from there, and you guys loved it. The P1s loved it. They thought it was a hilarious story.
P1s have gone nuts. There's been T-shirts made of, "Hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready?"
Oh, yeah, there's been T-shirts made of it. Well, if you think it went big time on the ticket, You can imagine what a legendary story it is with the class of 2006. They've laughed at it for 14
years
as well.
Your son and his friends.
Yes. So my son and I recently had a conversation when I was on vacation. We were talking about, hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready? And he said, you know, and the young man who said that to me, his name is Jeff, and he and Brandon are still friends, and he said, you know, he has a different account of what happened that day. And I said, well, maybe 14 years later, we need to bring him on.
Interesting.
And get his side of the story of,
maybe in,
hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready?
Maybe his story, in his story, you're the aggressor.
Maybe I was wrong. It was a long time ago. I don't remember all the details of it. The only thing I will say, I think you turned it into, hey, Jubb, is my chicken ready? Because I think the actual quote, the way I remember it, was, hey, Jubb, you want to let me know when that chicken's ready?
Okay, you've added a sniff. You've added a sniff.
There may have been a sniff right after. Maybe not.
You want to let me know when the chicken's ready.
That's even worse because he's instructing you to do something
right
on his behalf.
Yeah, I know you're busy, but let me know when the chicken's ready.
You let me know when the chicken's ready?
I know you're about to pass out with heat exhaustion, but you just let me know when the chicken's ready. So
yeah. And until then, don't speak.
Until the chicken is ready, shut up. So, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on our ticket hotline
is the
man himself.
Oh, no. Oh, it's
the man who called me Jubb 14 years ago. Jeff is on our phone. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, yes!
Jeff is great that he's got kind of a Jake voice.
Now, Jeff, are you 32 or 33 now?
32.
32 years old now. Well, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And I should say this, too. I've known Jeff a long time. And as I've said through the years, Jeff's a great kid. I've never had a problem with Jeff before. The story was funny. But Jeff's a good friend of my son's. And Jeff's been in our house a million times. And Jeff, I don't think, but maybe once since y'all graduated, I don't think I've seen you, but maybe once or twice, right?
Yeah, I would say a few times, maybe some ticket gatherings, you know, since Roadside Couch stopped touring, you know, you kind of fell off there.
That's right. He was, I think, on the road crew for Roadside Couch, weren't you?
Now, I want to say in your defense, Jeff, Jubb was being pretty annoying and aggressive that day, wasn't he?
Hey, I don't recount aggression from any party there. I think we're getting crossways on recounting the story. I would never have called Mr. Dunham anything other than Mr. Dunham or Mr. George. So from that standpoint, you know, I don't know where this Jubb version gets tossed in.
Wow, this is a serious, and that's a very big point
yes,
here, Giorgio.
It's a huge point.
Because
that's the way I remember it.
The Jubb part was the thing that got your hackles up.
Well, it's been so long, I don't know. Maybe you added that. Maybe you added the, hey, Jubb. Maybe
no, that was, to me, and tell me, Craig, you remember this too. Don't you remember that being one of the primary things that George was annoyed with?
It's the number one thing.
It's the thing you let off with was, can you believe that somebody called me Jubb rather than Mr. Dunham? I always called my dad's friends Mr. So-and-so.
That's the way I remember it.
What about the other witnesses? Can they, because you each have two very different stories, can witnesses help us?
I don't know that it really stood out to anybody else besides me and Jeff, yeah.
Jeff, so you go ahead. Tell us your side of the story. Tell us the story from beginning to end the way you remember it.
I remember it, you know, being a Saturday, July 15th, 2006. It was a great day. We were kite tubing, which has now been banned by...
Yeah, it's now been outlawed. I could have killed a kid that day, but luckily everybody survived. That's right.
And you know, we were coming back to have a great, you know, family meal, and everybody was helping out. I was helping Mrs. Dunham help prepare some of the sides. And I believe her or someone else, maybe by the likes of Blake Burrows, put me up to if I ever did say the word Jubb. But I was trying to make sure coordinating the cooking of the chicken being complete with the side being completed at the same time so we could have all the food heated properly to serve everyone at the same time.
Okay.
See, Jeff was doing his part to make sure.
I'm just trying to help out.
And my wife said to you, will you ask Jubb or Mr. Dunham when the chicken's going to be ready, right?
It could have been one of the other parents. It could have been by the likes of Blake Burrows putting me up to something I didn't know about, but I was just trying to help out. And I think maybe you have, Mr. Dunham, a little angst towards me from that, you know, the 96 Coppell Youth Baseball Association, overtime game that, you know, where we defeated their son's White Sox. So maybe you're bringing them up.
Yeah. Trash talking.
Were you on the Cardinals?
Which team? I was on the eventual champions, Detroit Tigers.
Oh! Even worse, the Tigers. Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah.
So, George, you carried some animosity towards
Jeff.
Patriotic young man who had already done so much for his community. Now, please, Jeff, continue. Mr. Dunham keeps interrupting you, or Jubb, as I like to call him.
Well, so, maybe there was some angst, being held against me, or a little animosity or whatnot. And so, he was holding that, against me, just, a kid trying to help out. We're graduating high school and we're going to celebrate and have a good meal with friends and family.
Yeah.
He mentioned friends and family even, George. How can you be against this guy?
Okay, but so once you came outside, though, after getting the cue from someone, hey, ask him when the chicken's going to be ready. How about that moment? What do you remember about the moment asking me about the chicken?
You definitely had tongs in your hands and you were clinking them like a dad, standing over a grill to make sure they still work.
Yeah, like a total dad, right? One of those annoying dads who's always trying to be hip and
yeah, that's what he was doing.
No, he's totally doing that. I'm sorry. Please continue, Jeff.
you got to make sure they still work, right?
Right. So, oh yeah, I got to make sure those tongs didn't suddenly go out.
Yep, and so you're manning the grill, like the man of the house would, and holding it down. I mean, you can really throw down. So I would never, discredit your cooking abilities or anything.
Thank you.
So yeah, a passionate man about the food and what he was going to serve to his guests. And so, I was just trying to do my part and help out. And. And if I did, and please let me be the first to apologize, if I did use the word Jubb in any disregard to you, I sincerely apologize, but I don't think I did. And
finally, finally, the truth is told here. So in your recollection, you did not use the word Jubb.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Dunham, rebuttal?
It's been a long time. He may be right. I remember him taking a puff of the cigar and saying, hey, Jubb. And that's what got my attention.
Well, that's how you remembered it a day later.
Right.
Yes. Two days later.
One
so
day
it's not
after
14
you, yeah.
years.
That was
you
the
remembered
whole
it immediately.
Reason yeah. for the story right. was because he called you Jubb.
So, Jeff, what was your exact quote? Do you remember?
I don't want to be legally held or bound to anything here, but,
This is a safe space.
Jubb. Yeah. You're in true
the
trust.
Chicken ready.
But their lives were like.
I did a double up on them. So, hey, Jubb, is the chicken ready?
Yeah! Yes! It's so true. It's
well,
so true.
Well, here's the thing. I was not mad about it. I was just.
You were mad about it.
At the
you
time, were I was a little taken aback, but I'm so glad he said it. We've had 14 years
no,
of it.
Oh, you were
it's
annoyed.
It's been a great catchphrase for everyone to laugh at.
You need to work through your annoyance with him. This is a time that you don't
well,
need to gloss over it. Don't
I'm
gloss
not.
Over it, George.
No, I'm glossing
tell
over it.
Tell him how angry you were.
And telling Jeff it's okay.
Tell him the words.
His
tell
friendship.
Him the names that you called him behind his back
I've never
to me
called
and Junior.
You another name. His friendship with my son is more important, so I'm glad they're still friends. And what are you doing today, Jeff? What are you doing 14 years later?
Oh, here it comes.
I work for a really cool local company called Live to Give, where bottled water gives 50% of our profits to military charities and first responder charities.
Way to go, George.
I told you
way
Jeff
to
was
go.
A good
way
kid.
To go.
No. I told you guys.
No, you were
you
all
tried
about
to paint
how
him in
he
this
was
corner.
You said he was a total Chris.
Oh, no, that's what y'all said.
He was bragging about how he was going to lead a Fortune 500 company as soon as he graduated.
That was your narrative, not mine. I always said Jeff was a good kid, and look how he turned out.
You always said, I can't wait for that kid to have his ass handed to him, and he's going to have to be forced to work for a nonprofit someday.
I never said that, Jeff, about you. And I'm so glad that we cleared the air 14 years later.
I don't think the air is cleared here.
It's totally clear.
Hey, no? Jeff, you know what I want to know? Was the chicken ready?
It was not.
Oh! Oh! Burn! Burn!
Burn! Burn! Back the other way. Burn!
The guy can't even cook chicken the right
can't
way.
Can't even do it. No.
It's unbelievable.
It all comes out now.
God, what an incompetence.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for calling in and clearing the air.
Oh, thank you guys so much. You know, maybe we can do some counseling together and I can cook chicken for you.
Okay. Jeff, turn the tables. Will you do us a favor, Jeff, and give us a really clean attitudinal, hey, Jub, is my chicken ready yet?
Hey, Jub, is my chicken ready yet?
Yeah! Yes!
All right. Way to go, Jeff. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. We'll see you. Oh, there he is, Jeff, the man who said, hey, Jub, or maybe Jub, is my chicken ready yet?
I can't believe you attacked that young man over
not attack him.
Year after year after year for a decade and a half. You're such a jerk.
All right, what's next in the corner?
The worst priest in the world? Next.